Welcome to North Coast Nature, featuring the natural history of the Columbia Pacific region. Today, we're talking about bull kelp. It's one of the largest members of the brown seaweeds, a type of algae, and is the dominant macroalgae in the Pacific Northwest. Bull kelp is found along the coastline from California to Alaska. Its scientific name is Nereocystis lutkiana. Nereo means sea nymph, which the kelp resembles, and cystis describes the float at the top of its stalk. The species name, lutkiana, honors Captain Lütke, the European who first described bull kelp. Humans normally see bull kelp after winter storms tear it from the rocky seafloor and deposit its long, hollow stalks, topped with the bulb-shaped float, on the sand. Bull kelp lives at depths of 16 to 60 feet, just below the low tide mark. Its stalk, called a stipe, grows from 33 to 120 feet in length. The plant is topped by a gas-filled float, which holds the 12-foot branches, called blades, near the ocean surface. Bull kelp creates huge forests with a lush canopy formed by its blades. It is an annual, which reproduces by releasing microscopic spores into the water in the late summer and early fall. The spores survive through the winter and form new plants in the spring. Growing from March to September, bull kelp is one of the fastest growing plants, adding up to 6 inches a day. Based on their rate of photosynthesis, kelp forests are more productive than tropical rainforests. Bull kelp is a beautiful and critical component in the ocean forests, providing important habitat for marine mammals, fish, and invertebrates. Salmon, rockfish, and lingcod, crab, and shellfish shelter in the bull kelp forest. Mussels and invertebrates attach to the blades. Limpets, chitons, and urchins eat it. Sea otters feed, shelter, and give birth among the kelp and anchor their bodies on the ocean surface by wrapping in kelp blades. Seals, sea lions, and gray whales feed and shelter in the kelp beds. Great blue herons use the floats as hunting platforms, and seabirds shelter and feed in the kelp forest. Native peoples used bull kelp stalks for fishing and anchor lines, nets, ropes, and harpoon lines. Boats were sometimes anchored to living kelp. The hollow stalks were used as hoses, as molds for bows and fish hooks, and to provide moisture in steam cooking pits. Grease and oil were stored in the bulbs and stalks. The bulbs were used as targets in spear throwing games. Some tribes wove kelp into baskets, mats, and blankets. Hollow stalks buried under the dance floor were used to create special sound effects, such as voices coming from the middle of the fire. European pioneers ate pickled kelp. Today, bull kelp is eaten fresh or dried, especially in Asian food, used in the manufacture of clothing and food emulsifiers, and as fertilizer. It is especially high in protein, calcium, and iron. Bull kelp can be successfully seeded for commercial harvest or to restore marine habitat. It is negatively affected by human disturbances, including pollution from runoff and sewage, and increased turbidity and sedimentation from dredging and construction. Exposure to diesel can kill kelp in just 4 hours. Support efforts to protect coastal kelp and learn more about the bounty just beyond the reach of the tides. This is Teresa DiLorenzo, thanking you for listening to North Coast Nature.